We are holding Daf Nun Aleph Omer Aleph on top. And the Shaila was, how do we know that the Mincha Chavitim that a Kohen Gadol brings every single day, that is even Doich Shabbos? So therefore we darshin that Abayi Rama Omer Kol Apostik says, Soilas Mincha Tomid. So on top the Gemara says now, means, Hareyu Kemincha Tomidim, that the Chavitim Kohen Gadol is like a Korban HaTomid. It's just like the Korban HaTomid is Doich Shabbos, who are then the Mincha of a Kohen Gadol is also Doich Shabbos. Rabba says, Al Machavas, the Pasuk says, Melamed Shetuna Kli, that you have to put it inside a Kli, that the Minchas Machavas has to have a Kedushas Kli, you have to put it into a Kli Shoros, and Mela gets a Kedushas Aguf. So therefore he says, V'yof Olam Yesmol, if you would bake the Minchas of the Kohen Gadol on Erev Shabbos, and that was the question, who says you're allowed to bake it and make it on Shabbos? Maybe you should bake it on Erev Shabbos. So the answer is no, that if you would bake it from the Esmon Erev Shabbos, if Soleil Belina, it would have a soul of Lina, that since you have to bake it in the Kli Shoros, the Ma'al Al-Machvas, Shetuna Kli, and the Kli Shoros gives a Kedushas Aguf, so it has to be used up that day, or be a soul Lina if you leave it over till tomorrow. So Pshita, therefore, you have to make it on Shabbos. That's also a reason to say why the Chavita Kohen Gadol is Doicha Shabbos. Tanik Avos of the Rava, bring a proof like Rava, that it says Al Machabas, that the Chavitim is called Al Machabas, which we darshin Malamid Shetun and Kli, that you have to put it inside a Kli Shoros. Then the pasuk says Bashemin, it says Al Machabas Bashemin Teyosa. So what does the word Bashemin means? So it comes to tell us Loisuf Lo Shemin, that you have to add Shemin oil into the Soren of the Kohen Gadol. But Vieni Yudeya Kama, do not know how much shemen, how much oil he has to add into this Isorin. So Reini Dam, let's learn it out from someplace else. Nemo Kan Shemen, it says the word shemen here by this Chavita Kohen Gadol. Vinemo Lahalan B'minchas Nesochim Shemen, says the regular Minchas Nesochim, the Mincha that's brought with the Korban Oilo. It also says the word shemen. Says by the Nesochim, the shemen that's brought with the Korban Atomid, it says the word shemen, v'nem alahalim v'minchas nesachim shemen, is so malahalim, just like by the korban atomid, when they brought the mincha, how much shemen was with it? Shloishes lugin, li sarin, there is three lugin for the sarin, because it says a roiva hin. So Rashi says a roiva, a quarter of a hin, is gimel lugin, because the hin is yudbeis lugin. And the pasuk says roiva hin, so you have to put three lugin of shemen to the sarin of flour. So maybe yafkan here also. By this mincha of the Chavita, the Kohen Gadol brings, maybe also Shloshes Lugin Lisaron, for the Yisaron of flour that he brings, you also have to have three Lugin of Shemen. That's one way to learn out. Or maybe Klach Laderazu, let's learn out this way. The Nema Kan Shemen, truth says here by the Chavita Kohen Gadol, it says the word Shemen. The Nema, the Minchas Nedova Shemen, when the regular person brings in a Dova, it also says the word Shemen. Rashi says, "Vayitza kolei shemen." If so, mal alun lug echod. It's enough to bring just one lug of shemen for the sarin. So maybe yavkan here also by the Chavita Kohen Gadol. Maybe yavkan lug echod. It's enough to have one lug of shemen. So Mora says, "If so, nearer, let's see lemidoyma. Where should we learn out this Chavita and this mincha of the Kohen Gadol? Should we learn it out from Minchas Nesachim, or should we learn it out from Minchas Nedava?" The Gemara says, "Donin Tabasht, Mi Tabasht." What does that mean to say? Todir, they both come every single day. The Minchas Nesachim of a Korban Atomen and Minchas Kohen Gadol, and also Doicha Shabbos, they're both Doicha Shabbos, and Doicha Tumma, they're both brought Betumma. But so therefore, it's Mustava to learn out the Minchas Kohen Gadol from Minchas Nesachim. And v'yein don of tabash, do not learn out these in yonah from a Kohen Gadol, mishem of tabash, from a minchas nedovo, that's not toich Shabbos, it's not brought petum, it's not other. So don't learn out from a minchas nedovo, rather say you need gimel lugin for the sarin. That's one svara. Or maybe no, or klach l'derazu, maybe learn out the other way. That don in yagil mi yagil, what does that mean to say? Yochid, that both a minchas nedovo and a Kohen Gadol are both yichidim. Avuki Minchas Nesachim is a Korban Tzibor. Biglal Atzmo, it comes by itself. not because of a korban. A minchas nesachim of the korban atamid comes because of the korban atamid. Here the minchas kohen gadol and the minchas nedava come because of itself. And also levoina, they both have levoina. Mashenkin Rashi says the minchas nesachim is ainu toina levoina. The minchas brought for nesachim for the korban atamid, you do not have to have levoina. So I should rather learn out the minchas kohen gadol for minchas nedava. And the yain don in yagil mishen yagil. I should not learn out a minchas kohen gadol from a minchas nesachim. So that's the shaila. Which way should we learn it out from? So Gemara says Rabbi Yishmael benoi Rabbi Yechim and Baruch Hu'ayna. That the pasuk says soilas mincha tamid is harei lecho kiminchas tamidim. That the pasuk before says astira soifa soilas mincha tamid, that this mincha of the kohen gadol has lecho korban like the tamid. Is so man minchas tamidim, just like the minchas brought by the tamidim gimel lugin lisoron. There are three lugin of oil for every soron of flour. Is afkan by the minchas chavit the kohen gadol also gimel lugin lisoron. You have to have three lugin of shemen for the soron of flour. That's what Rabbi Shmuel ben Bruka learns out. Rabbi Shmuel ben Bruka learns out to say that you need gimel lugin of shemen for the minchas kohen gadol. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon says like this. Rebutan shemen. It says the next word here, it says al machavas ba shemen. There's a rebut that you need shemen here by this minchas kohen gadol. For rebut by minchas kvosim, the same thing by minchas kvosim. Also, there's a rebut that it says next to time the word shemen. Again, rebut by minchas kvosim shemen, meaning by this minchas nesachim that you have to bring gimelugim. That's a rebut. It's more than usual. Is so mal halan shloish lugin. Just like by the minchas nesachim, you have to have a ribuy of gimel lugin lisoren is afkan. That's a svari also by the minchas of the kohen gadol. Since the pasuk says next to word bar shemen, which udash means lohistiv, you have to have more than usual shemen. It's a svara say afkan shloishes lugin lisoren. You should have to have three lugim of shemen for the isoren of flour. That's one svara. Oiklach maybe no. Let's look for derech zu this way to learn out. That ribu kan shemen, true, there's a ribu here by minchas kohen gadol amachvas ba shemen, you have to have a special amount of shemen. Ribu by minchas porim v'yelim shemen, there's a ribu by the minchas you bring by a porim v'yelim. That there it says, Rashi says, beiz lugin lisoron. The chsiv apash shlach lecho, b'yikov ben boker, solo shloshes lisoron, blulu ba shemen chatihin, tain of vob lugin, shtayim lisoron, ovar chsiv leal tasim, chsolo shnei yisoron bol ba shemen. So it comes out that you need two lugin for the elim. So it's a, and there's a ribui. The Gemara says, "Come shem ribui minchas porim ve'elim shemen." So maybe mal alon, just like by the porim ve'elim, the din is shnei lugin lisoron. You have to have more than one, but you have to have two lugin for the soron of flour. So maybe here by the kohen gadol also, maybe afkan shnei lugin lisoron. It's enough to have two lugim of shemen for every soron. But maybe not, you have to have three. So that's the shalom we'd have learned out from. From Mincha Pesachim to have three lugim, or from the Mincha by the Purim and the Elim, it's enough to have gimel lugim of Shemin. So where it says again, Nira letzi lemidem, where should we rather learn out the Mincha of the Kohen Gadol? So don in Mincha bo yisorin, the Mincha bo yisor bi yisorin. Learn out this Mincha of the Kohen Gadol, just like the Mincha that comes with the Korban Atamid, that it's only nisorin a flower. So therefore both should have to have gimel lugim of Shemin. But v'yein don in mincha bo yisoron, do not learn out this mincha of the kohen gadol that comes in yisoron of flour, mi mincha bo beis v'gimel esreinim, from the mincha that comes with the par and the yelim, because there's two and three yisorons of flour, there's more flour. So do not learn out this din from that din. So this is the biggest svar. This is another way to learn out that about the mincha of the kohen gadol is more done with the mincha pesachim. Since they both come with Yisorin, and you do not learn out from the Purim V'Elim, because there it comes with Gimel Yisorin. Give Beis or Gimel Yisorin. Now the Gemara says, Agu Fakasha, the Kasha is Braisa to start off with. Or Mata, we're starting off the Braisa by saying, the Pasuk says, the next word, Amach, Vas Pashemin, is Lois of Lo Shemin. So that you have to have a bigger amount of Shemin. And so, Vodit Tony, then we say, Nema Kan Shemin, v'nemah v'minchas nedava shemen. You have to learn out the minchas kohen gadol from a regular minchas nedava. that there all you have to have a lug of shemen. So what's the havmin if it's say here by Kohen Gadol you have to have a lug? That's pshita, you have to have at least a lug. The shalom is the pasuk says the word by shemen, it's a ribu, you have to have more than just one. So what's the havmin if it's say shibudayim taminikas tadava, just one lug of shemen? Some rabbi Yabai says this, enech nami, man tan, who's the tano? That Bashemen loisif, then it says the extra word here, machmas Bashemen. Enech nami, according to Rabbi Shimon, that the word Bashemen is loisif, the enech nami, there was no half minute to learn out minchas kohen gadol from a regular minchas nadova. But the pshat the more before was going to read the Lord Nemakama, that Ovedina man kumhadr, like who is the one that learns not like Rabbi Shimon? And the pshat is then Mukama to learn out the ikra din, how much shemen do you need here by the minchas kohen gadol, and it's not a ribui. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is not, he holds that shemen is not a ribui. It's only coming to tell us what's the ikar amount of shemen to kavei ad halacha. Shenechnami, according to Rabbi Shmuel, there would be half minute to learn out minchas chavit to kohen gadol from a regular minchas nedova. Now the Gemara says, Rav Huna bret Rabbi Yeshua Amar, Kula Rabbi Shmuel Binoi Sharabi Yechim and Brukei. This whole thing goes according to Rabbi Yishmael. Vochikom, this is what the Brayer means to say. Ba'ashemen, when the Pesach says Ba'ashemen here by Minchas Kohen Gadol, lo yisef lo shemen. It comes to say there's an extra amount of shemen. Because the likvo yeshemen, it only comes to teach us the yikat kviyas of shemen itself. Lo tzarech, for that I would not need a Pesach. Kivon, because the chsiv day, since the Pesach says, al machavas, it says al machavas in the frying pin, Keminchas machvas damya. So from that word alone, I would know it means like a regular minchas machvas that you have to have at least a luk shemen. If so, what is the pasuk saying by shemen for? It must mean lois of lo shemen. Oh, yeah, maybe not that way. El lekvoya lo shemen. Maybe no. Maybe still, when the pasuk says the word by shemen, it's coming to teach us that you need shemen altogether here. Why? Because the Lord calls the Rachamona Bashemin. If the Pesach wouldn't have said this extra word Bashemin, I would have maybe thought Havamino Tevi Kiminchas Chaita. Maybe even though it says Al Machabas, maybe it means to say that the Mincha of a Kohen Gadol is like a Minchas Chaita. So maybe you would not have to have Shemin at all. That's what the Brayer is talking about. We have to know whether the Pesach Bashemin has come to teach us that Bechlal you need Shemin, or whether it's come to teach us that Rebbe you need more than just Amalug. Here's Odama, then he says, even if you want to say yes, that this word Bashemin has come to teach us Bechlal, that you have to have Shemin by the Minchas Machabas, still, Teise Medina, let's learn out from a Limud to say that Minchas Machabas, that Minchas Kohen Gadol has to have Gimel Lugin of Shemin. Vidan Dino, so first you want to learn out from the Alocha, Vlayasle, he could learn out from a Pasuk. And therefore, therefore needs a pasuk to teach us Selas Minchas Tomid Kidem Esayim Rabbi Shmuel Milsei, like Rabbi Shmuel ends off his halacha. That's the pshat Rabbi Shmuel. That's like that. Having me to say maybe Shemin is Yer Ribui, maybe Shemin is not a Ribui, maybe it's only coming to Kaveya. If Shemin is only come to teach us, you have to have Shemin. Then how do we know you have to have a Ribui? You have to have Gimelugin. That learns out of him. It says Selas Minchas Tomid, that this Minchas Kohen Gadol is like the Mincha Brova Kavanah Tamid. And just like that Mincha has to have Gimulugim, here also by the Mincha of the Kohen Gadol, you have to have Gimulugim Shemin. Now the Gemara says that Rabbi says, no, I'll tell you, Kula Rabbi Shimon. This old price that goes according to Rabbi Shimon. And then Echlam, even though he says the word Bashemin is a Ribui, still there was a half minute to learn out that this Mincha is like the Mincha Nedava. And what he meant to say was like this, V'ilu lo nema kamar. If it wouldn't have said the word Bashem Vokhi kamar, Bashem loisav lo Hashem, enechnami. The word Bashem means to say, Ribu, you have to have more than the regular amount of Luk Shemin, there you have to have Gimelugim. Di luk vei lo Shemin, because if the word Bashem has only come to teach us that you have to have Shemin altogether, like do not think it's like a Minchas Choyta, leit sarach, that I do not need a Pesach. Kivu nechziv bo, al machabas, since the Pesach said this, al machabas, it's kemachvas damya, that at least this mincha of a kohen gadol is like a regular mincha tadov of a machabas, that you have to have shemen. So v'yad shelo yomer shemen b'shemen yesh li b'din. But then he also speaks out that even without the extra word v'shemen, still I would know from a din of svara to learn out the after of gimel. V'dan dino, so first he wants to say min asvara that you have to have Gimel Lugin Shem Baris Minchus Kohen Godol. But lo yasilei, it did not come out with Sama Svor, Sama Kamachaynor, he cannot learn out one from the other. And therefore, what's his maskon of Shimin? The Yasrich Bashemin and Echnamitak, he needs the word Bashem to teach us a ribui. For now, Machavas, I know that this Minchus for sure needs Shemin. Now, when the Pasuk says Bashemin, it means not only a regular Lug, but it means more. Hod Roman, then he says, Tehevei Kiminchas Parom V'Elam, maybe I could learn it out even without the extra word Shemin. Maybe without the extra word Bashem, I could learn out that there's Minchas Kohen Gadol, like a Minchas of Parom V'Elam, that you need at least these Lugim of Shemin. Hod Roman, then he says, no, Gonan Mincha, Haboy Saren, Avadis Mor V'Sforot, learn out.